First, I want to praise God for the Sabbath. And then I want to thank all of you born-again family for your prayers and your love and for making me feel right at home all these months. And I'd like to share my testimony to encourage and bless you as you have blessed me. I was born in 1942 and through my childhood and teen years suffered constant pain and illnesses. But I managed to attend school, keep my grades up, help my mom with four siblings, and live in a very dysfunctional family, which had religion but not God. My mom was an alcoholic, and my dad was always working. And my brother was a threat to the four of us, so I sometimes slept with a large pair of scissors under my pillow. When I was 17, I also had very painful daily headaches, and I felt unable to go on anymore. So I took 26 aspirins or more, and hoping to end it all. My parents let me sleep in my room for 3 days. When I awoke and sadly realized that I was still alive, I made plans to run away, which I did the following year. When I was 19, I married my high school sweetheart. But in a short time, he got drafted and went into the Navy. So we started traveling and later ended up on Oahu. I became an atheist, and then I divorced my husband after 9 years, so I could be free to do my own thing. I was working as a manager in a flower shop. I was dating, going to nightclubs, and enjoying island life, until I became very ill with what the doctors in the hospital thought was the flu. I had had the flu many times before, but this time I did not get better, and I had a new symptom. I could not digest any food for weeks. I was weak and I had to rest in bed on weekends so I could go to work on Mondays. During this time one night, I heard someone fall from the tall building next door, hitting a car and landing on the parking lot. I was afraid to look until I heard a woman scream, and I went to the window to see a man lying on the pavement dead. Later, I was taken at knife point and raped, which I did not report, as I felt I had deserved it for the way I had been living. I began to have panic attacks on the bus on the way to work in the morning, and again my thoughts turned to suicide. I thought that maybe starving myself to death would be the cleanest, surest way to do me in. After the pills failed, and I saw the man that fell to his death. At 32 years old, I had no reason to live. No one cared about me or even knew what I was planning or what I was going through. So that day in 1974, I put on my best muumuu. I unlocked the front door so they could come and get me later. And I sat on the couch. I promised myself that I would not get off the couch until I died, however long it took. After a while, I heard someone knock on the door. I don't have to answer that, I thought, as I'm on the couch waiting to die now. And then I heard more knocking, followed by the door opening and my ex-husband walking in and saying, "Why didn't you answer the door? Didn't you hear me knocking?" And I thought, I don't have to answer the door anymore. I'm waiting to die. But I said nothing. Then he said, "You need this." And he threw a soft cover book across the room, which landed next to me on the couch. "I'm going to work. I'll call you later," he said, and he left. Alone again, I looked down at the book's cover that had a picture of the Earth on it. And I read these words, "The Late Great Planet Earth" by Hal Lindsey. And I thought to myself, I'm not sorry I divorced him. After all these years, he still doesn't know that I hate space stories. So I'm not going to read it. But I was on the couch waiting to die, and I didn't know how long it was going to take, and I had nothing to do while I was waiting. So I opened the book to read something like this. "If you don't know the Lord and where you will spend eternity, you need to read this book." Instantly, I knew that God was there. I could feel his presence. So I said, "God, if you are really real, Please show me before I make another mistake. I could feel that he was standing on my left in the back of the couch, but he said nothing. His powerful presence was all that was needed to change my plans. I read the book, and I accept Jesus as my Savior. He soon began to send people to help me with whatever I had need of, sometimes right to the door. He gave me a Bible and a Bible teacher, and I started to learn his word and see awesome works by him for others and for me also. But even though I knew God was with me and taking care of me, I was still wondering why he didn't just take me to heaven now that I was saved, for I felt useless in my condition and bad that everyone else had to take care of me, for I was still too ill to work. He gave me SSI benefits through a judge that said, I don't know why he gave them. He says he didn't know why he gave them to me, but I knew, thank you, God. So I went to many doctors, some helpful, and spent a lot of time resting in bed, reading my Bible and praying, and witnessing wonderful works of God. One day he said, be still and know that I am God. I will make the way for you. After 8 years, he sent me to a little country church where I sat one morning praying to die again. All of a sudden, I felt the Holy Spirit sit beside me on my left, and I heard him say, you must stop praying to die. It's not pleasing to God. It's not your time to go yet. And I was at once corrected and freed from suicide. Thank you, God. Later, while I was again in that little church, and someone was playing the piano, and they were singing the most beautiful hymn that I could not sing. I just listened. And I said, Lord, what's it like in heaven right now? And at that moment, I felt myself up there standing next to the Lord on his left side. I did not see anything. Instead, he spoke to me by his spirit. And his words flowed right through my whole being. And he said, I'm so happy you asked to see what heaven is like. Tell them all that I love them very much. And so I've told you now, and praise God. In James 4, 8, A and B, it says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Thank you.